Hi everyone, welcome to The Skinny, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of style, fashion, beauty, and living an empowered life. I'm your host, Shazan, a fashion and beauty expert in the industry for 20 plus years, a wife, mom of two, and I'm here to help you become your most beautiful and confident self from the inside out on a savvy budget. True style lies within you. And what I mean by this is, it's not the well-dressed mannequin in a store, your friend, someone you observe on social media, or the pages in a magazine that defines your style. It's actually you. Your true style lies within you. So I'm going to break this down. Fashion and style is easily confused all the time by most people. Fashion can be bought anywhere. It's the actual dress or the outfit that you're picking up, but your true style comes from within you. It's your unique and individual way that you see, the way you interpret, the way you put things together. That's why it's called your style. On today's show, why does your style even matter? Why you may not know what yours is, how your style affects your life, and most importantly, a few expert tips on how to identify your true style that lies within. So first, why does your style even matter? According to studies, one of the particular things that they focus on is how it affects other people's perception and yours. So there's this one particular study called Enclosed Cognition, and that's by Dr. Adam Galinsky. Style has legitimate influence on the way you perceive yourself, how others perceive you and treat you, and it influences the way you carry and present yourself. And you're also in a position where your style has major impact on your confidence. So it's not just about your physical appearance, but it does affect us mentally for ourselves and how we see others. So do this for me. What comes to mind when you think the lady in red? Immediately for me, I think confident, beautiful, hot, showstopper. And that's just like the visual where you think the lady in red. And red is like this color of confidence and success, power, go-getter. It pops and it's a statement. And so these things bring immediate image and perception in your mind. And that's what style does. And so it doesn't have to be the red dress or the power suit, but whatever your style is, it does carry a lot of weight. And while you may not know what yours is, because so many times I've asked people like, what's your style? And they're like, I don't even really know. But here are a few reasons why you may not know what your style is. You may not know that it's of significance. The other thing is, have you ever even thought to ask yourself this question? Because a lot of people are like, I don't even know that. The other thing is, you may not know what it is because of a financial reason. You don't see having style as an option to even consider because you think it comes along with expense. Another reason, you may be battling with your own self-image, your weight, whether it's overweight or underweight, or you're just not happy with it, and your self-esteem. And you just may not see yourself as someone who has time for any of that, you know, because it's something that you think people take a lot of time to worry about their hair and makeup and clothes and da da da, and I don't have time for that. So it's not even something that you consider. Or you may feel it's just as simple as, I'm just not good at putting things together. But everybody has this, and your true style lies within you. I have this quote from, it's a Greek philosopher. I am hoping that I'm pronouncing this name correctly. Epictetus, Epictetus. And his quote is, know first who you are and then adorn yourself accordingly. And I think that's brilliant because I always say this, you know, even though I'm in the fashion and beauty industry, there's so much more to it than the external part. For me, it's important on what's on the inside too. And knowing what you like, giving yourself the freedom to discover and know what you like, why you like it, what's your style without having any limitations is really important, you know, and why? Is there a reason why you don't find this to be important? Do you think you're not worth it? Do you think you don't fit the bill? You know, those different areas are very important to tap into. So I didn't always understand or embrace this concept myself, but when I had that epiphany, there was no turning back. And I remember exactly when this happened. And when I was younger, I experienced a great deal of teasing and bullying. And I'll share this little story with you. And it was after I moved to the States from Jamaica, and I was 9 years old. And this went on pretty much from fifth grade into senior high. And this completely shattered my self-esteem and created a damaged image of myself, really. And no matter what I wore, or it felt like no matter what I did, I was always ridiculed and laughed at for being so skinny. The way I spoke, my nose, my hair, these were different things that, you know, the kids just had it as like the target. I was like the go-to person to make fun of. And so my main goal became do whatever I can to make myself invisible, which also meant that I would stifle my true style. I didn't know to identify it as the fact that I was stifling my true style then, but now I can tell that that's exactly what was happening, because even as I was going through all of this, I loved fashion. I knew I loved fashion, but I didn't feel free or confident enough to express myself and my style through fashion. And that was all in fear of being, you know, just trying to make myself invisible. And it didn't stop anything. You know, the bullying and teasing still went on. And what ended up happening is that I just became a shell of myself. And so I lost myself in that way. And the time when this epiphany kicked in, on a higher note, this was like the summer before 11th grade. And I was just so over it, trying to fit in, trying to go under the radar and just wanting to feel like myself and not having like a nervous stomach every morning before I'm going to school, or, you know, having to put on this smile even though inside I'm like shattering. And I worked up the nerve to ask a classmate of mine, and this was over the summertime, to make me these pants. And I call these, let me just tell you, these pants were a doozy. And I call them my breaking free pants. I still have them till today. So it was just so much more than the actual pants itself. But for me, it was more of what the pants actually meant. And they were a version of hammer pants or harem pants or whatever. They were blue and green squares, or they are blue and green squares, and as funky as can be. But it was just a total representation for me. And so I asked her to make me these huge pants, and these were going to be the statement and just the shedding of my nerves and my fears. And I went ahead and I did it. And my nerves got the best of me the morning where, you know, here's a new school year, I'm wearing it to school. I purposefully made myself late to school because I just became so scared about what people would say, were they going to laugh at me, all these different things. I made myself late so I wouldn't walk in with everyone. And as I was walking through the parking lot, there was this girl that was coming out. I considered her one of the popular girls, because if you weren't teased in my book, then you were on a different list. So she actually walked by me as we were crossing each other in the parking lot, and my heart started beating because I just anticipated something negative, or her laughing or looking at me up and down, whatever. But to my surprise, she like was like, "Wow, you look amazing. I love your pants." And that created just those simple words created such an exhale. And it just boosted me. And I stepped into myself and reclaimed my confidence that year. And it's significant to me. I remember that. And so style does make a difference. It makes a difference with how you feel about yourself. It makes a difference with how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself with your head down or shame or insecurities, or if you carry yourself with, you know, this positive sense of self. And so there is true style that lies within you. It's just, have you tapped into that? And how can this affect your life? Well, your style affects the way that people see you and treat you. It affects how you are treated on a job, and it affects if you get the job. And there's polls that have been done, and it shows that your employer's perception of what your wardrobe says about you actually affects your career. And this is really true. And how and what your friends think about you is also another thing to consider. And you know, you go through life and it's like, I don't really care what people think about me. And you shouldn't. So it's not coming from the point of view where do this for others, but it's definitely important to be in your place of truth and not dummy yourself down to make everybody else feel comfortable. If you feel that you're more unique, or if you have to dummy yourself down because you don't feel like being that person that's all out there, you know, it's either side, but it's doing it for you. And how you feel about yourself is so important. And when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you should look good. So I'm going to give you this example. Now, I know this is a bit of an extreme example, but I'm using this purely because you'll get it. So an example of someone who allows their true style to be seen and lives in that space is Lady Gaga. And this is a great, great example of someone that's just completely confident and with her unique style. And though it seems a bit extreme, like she's an extreme, how do we put this? An extreme dresser, let's say that. And this is just a reflection of what she likes, you know, but this is something that you can use an example of. This is just her not being worried about what people think about her, and then also just being true to herself. And for those of you who are not familiar with who Lady Gaga is, she is a chart-topping singer, songwriter, actress that became the first woman to have 4 US number one albums. And as of January 2016, is one of the best-selling musicians of all time. So she's a major player in music worlds for, if you're not familiar with who she is. And she goes completely against the grain, but I will tell you this, her style and fashion choices definitely provoke conversation and opinions, but she also dealt, and she talked about it in interviews, she dealt with major bullying too when she was growing up, and she was teased about being ugly and teased about her nose and had major insecurities. And, you know, she's also someone that had to reclaim her confidence. So you see her now, and it's easy for you to think that she's just always been this way, for her to just be so elaborate in her choices and the way that she is. But no, she had to go back and reclaim this within herself, and she needed to do this for herself, which we all do. We all need to make sure that we're not dumbing ourselves down, or, you know, dressing because our husbands want us to dress this way, or our boyfriends or our girlfriends and wives. And we're not doing this to impress. Or a lot of times too, another example is we have our style, but because it's not really an easy pill to swallow for everyone around us, we kind of stifle ourselves. And that's not living in your space of truth, and that's not allowing your true style to be. You know, so here's a quote from Dr. Adam Galinsky, who is one who did a research that I mentioned earlier in the show, calling clothes cognition. His thing is, clothes affects how others perceive us as well as how we think about ourselves. And it's so true, because when you walk into a room and you see people, sometimes there's someone that stands out to you that it's like, whoa, who's that person? You know, or, who is that person? You're saying the same thing, but the tone is completely different. It means something completely different. And it shows in the research, it shows that what we're wearing or when someone else sees, for example, what they did was like the white coat from a doctor's, from the lab coat. And this same white coat could be used for the doctor or it could be used for the artist. And the idea of it being a doctor, people reacted differently. There was a different presence. And not only seeing the coat on someone they thought was a doctor, but when they actually wore that themselves, and there was a difference in when they thought it was the coat for an artist. So it does create this difference. And it's a really interesting research that was done and was, you know, considered a phenomenon. And so in addition to that, of course, I always want to leave you with tips on how to find your true style and create your own style. And jot these down as you're going through them, not right now if you don't have the time to, but it's definitely something that as you're going through the process of discovering your own style, just jot it down, and it helps you to not make it as major in your mind. And one of the first things, the first person, let's start with this, that needs to like anything to do with you is you. So you don't need to try to always make sure, like, I wonder if so-and-so is going to like this, or I wonder what so-and-so is going to say. So stop trying to be the image of what other people want you to be. And also stop trying to be the image of someone else that you think has it together. Like, sometimes people will pick things out. Oh, I know so-and-so would like this, or you're going to buy this for yourself because you know this other person would probably buy this for themselves, and you admire them in this way. So that's not something that you should do, because at that point, you're not being yourself. You're actually making yourself believe that they're a better image of you than you are of yourself. So that definitely is something, those are like the things to stop first. Then the next step is do the research, like narrow down the styles that actually attract you. And it's so accessible. There's blogs, there's Pinterest magazines, social media, just like it allows you to accumulate a visual guide to identifying your style preferences. So it's not that you're going to dress like these people, but use it to evaluate what you're drawn to. And then the other part that's very important is, what is your color comfort? What is the color scheme that you prefer, or you instinctively finding yourself go to? Is it like blacks, or are you drawn to the browns and neutrals, or are you into patterns or bright colors? And these are different things that after a period of time, you're like, yeah, I am inclined to this particular color scheme. And then, so it helps you to kind of identify and narrow down what's that particular thing about you. And so the other thing that you need to do is know your style identity. And what that is, do you like modern, classic, vintage, ethnic, bohemian, those kind of things, black only? The other thing that you can add to this list is, know your particular shape identity. Are you straight? Are you an apple shape? Are you a pear shape? For me, I think I'm probably straight, hence being called skinny. But I do have some curves. I'm a mama, and I think they gave me the gifting of a booty and some hips and some curves. I got a little bit of something going on. So try to identify that one, and observe if you're drawn to patterns and prints and textures or solids. And for me, I have a very eclectic style. So it's really difficult, and that's fine too. It's really difficult to narrow down everything into like this streamlined. I dress personally by my mood. And so that's something else that you need to look at as well. But this helps you to kind of isolate and narrow it down, or actually look at if you've never taken the time to do that. And can I just tell you the major point of all of this and everything your size is completely insignificant and irrelevant when it comes to style. Dressing for your shape is the secret to success, not dressing for your size. So be authentic. Your style should be a reflection of your personality, your life, and your individuality. And work your style with your budget. You know, no matter what your style is and no matter what your budget is, it is all doable. It's doable by being a savvy spender, utilizing resale stores, thrift stores, and not feeling any way about that. It's just you working with your budget and you living your life to the fullest and always remembering that true style lies within. So those tips can take you to the top. Tips to success, tapping into the true style that lies within you. So today, I hope this was very helpful for you. I know that it's really something that a lot of people don't give themselves the time to figure out about themselves, you know, but everybody has their own unique style and that's within you. And always remember, you deserve and have the right to live a beautiful and empowered life. You've been listening to The Skinny with Shazan. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Bye.